KSL's top story this hour, some FLDS leaders are still at large. Others are expected in court today after an FBI raid on the Utah-Arizona border.
Legal experts say it was years in the making, but this is not about religion. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center to begin our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, they are accused of money laundering and food stamp fraud. University of Utah law professor Amos Giora, who has studied this church, says the government is sending a message that it will not tolerate crimes committed in the name of religion.
The U.S. Attorney, Mr. Huber, was very clear in articulating that the raid and the indictments are about fraud and not about religion.
Giora says this is something that has been widely known, that is referred to as bleed the beast when federal funds are being diverted by leaders for a different use. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, legal experts say the raid on the polygamist group was not about religion, it was about crimes being committed for years.
11 men and women were indicted and some are still not in custody. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, they are accused of food stamp fraud and money laundering. It's one of the biggest blows to the FLDS group in years. University of Utah law professor Amos Giora says their conduct runs afoul of the law.
Child abuse, polygamous marriages, and child brides, which is a polite term for statutory rape, and also engaging in fraudulent activities.
Giora says the criminal case against the group was a long time coming, but he says federal authorities have made it clear this was about the crimes, not about their religion. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.